Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Stop the Hit.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Late last night, the Senate passed the short-term government funding bill by a unanimous voice vote just after 10 p.m. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, "We will still be in session tomorrow to see what the House does with what we just sent them." House Republicans have not decided whether to pass this bill today. They put off a decision last night. They have a party meeting at 10 a.m. But they had a rough night last night. The whip team surveyed House Republicans and found out that Southern lawmakers were peeved the short-term spending bill included no disaster money. To be sure, the stopgap spending bill would likely still pass, being carried by mostly Democrats.
Conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus are livid, and they took to the floor last night to rap Republicans for not building the wall as part of the spending plan. The topic took up the first 10 or so minutes on Hannity last night. Expect to see Freedom Caucus folks all day today on Fox tell the president he shouldn't fold. Mark Meadows, who certainly has the president's ear, told a group of us reporters last night, quote, "The last time I checked, I don't think our tactical advantage increases in February. It's Congress's fault the president didn't get the wall on his desk, and there's only one person who could fix it now, and that's the president. How could he fix it? By vetoing this bill. And then what?" we asked Meadows. "Renegotiating."
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has remained completely silent. The White House says they'd like to review the bill when they get it, but there isn't much to review. It's a straight extension of government funding until February 8th. By the way, guess why Congress set the stopgap spending bill to February 8th? It's expected to be right after the State of the Union, where the president will undoubtedly make the case for his immigration policies, setting up what Republicans think will be a clear Trump versus Democrats fight.
David Brown, Gregory Hellman, and Burgess Effort report on Republicans ripping Trump's surprise Syria withdrawal in a meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. The Post has a piece on Jim Mattis losing his influence with the president. The Post also reports that Trump snubbed Bob Corker after canceling a meeting while he was waiting at the White House. They canceled that meeting without explanation.
The market is in a downward slide. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Dow Jones Industrial Average swung nearly 900 points Wednesday after the Fed raised interest rates for the fourth time in 2018. And the Financial Times headlines says it all. Global stocks rattled by Fed forecast on rates. Nancy Cook, meanwhile, is reporting that Mick Mulvaney is planning a different chief of staff role than John Kelly, allowing Trump to be Trump.
The Washington Post reports Bob Mueller is seeking Roger Stone's testimony to the House Intelligence Panel. The move could suggest that he is near charging him with a crime. The Journal reports that Trump's AG pick, Bill Barr, sent an unsolicited memo to the DOJ this year criticizing Mueller's probe into potential obstruction of justice.
Democratic fundraiser Marcus Switzer has signed on as a national finance consultant for Pete Buttigieg. Switzer, who has his own fundraising firm, was deputy national finance director for Hillary for America. Senator John Cornyn raised more than $20 million during the 2018 election cycle, according to a source familiar with the Texas Republicans' fundraising effort. Cornyn, who is stepping down as Senate GOP whip, raised more than $70 million during the last three election cycles. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will sign the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018 at 2:30 p.m. at the South Court Auditorium. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.